Hi, I'm Ray McDonald, on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're blasting off with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending June 17th, 2017. I'm running out of clever ways to say nothing changes this week, so I'll just come out and say it. Nothing changes this week. Ed Sheeran is again your man in 5th place with Shape of You. Whose couch did he sleep on during his lean years? Hold on to find out.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran hangs tough in 5th place with his quadruple platinum smash, Shape of You. Once upon a time, a struggling young Ed said yes to a movie star's hospitality. Jamie Foxx tells ET that he let Ed sleep on his living room couch for 6 weeks back in 2010. At that time, Ed Sheeran was virtually unknown, still 1 year away from releasing his debut album. Ed also used Jamie's home recording studio while performing at his club, The Foxhole. Kendrick Lamar holds steady in 4th place with Humble. And exciting new music is just around the corner. Stay with me.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Kendrick Lamar marks time in 4th place with Humble. We'll be hearing and seeing new music very soon. Kendrick has shot the video for his next single, Loyalty, featuring Rihanna, and footage has already made its way online. In 1 month, Kendrick Lamar kicks off his North American tour in Arizona. Travis Scott and DRAM will be the openers. DJ Khaled is days away from dropping new music. I'll have details after I'm the One. Holding at number 3.
Yeah, yeah, looking at the truth, the money never lie, no. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, early morning in the dawn, no, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
DJ Khaled spends another week in 3rd place with I'm the One, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. It's from Khaled's Grateful album, arriving June 23rd. How did DJ Khaled assemble this all-star lineup? Well, he told Billboard that he had a vision about working with a superstar lineup on this particular song. He played Justin the track in his truck. He saw that Quavo and Lil Wayne liked the production, and that was it. They were in. Bruno Mars is in 2nd place for yet another week with That's What I Like. How did Bruno spend his weekend? With a few thousand friends. Hang on for details.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars keeps his stranglehold on the runner-up slot with his platinum hit, That's What I Like. Last Saturday, Bruno was at Wembley Stadium in London for the Capital FM Summertime Ball. He performed an 8-song set spanning his recording career, which stretches back nearly a decade. It was 2009 when Bruno Mars logged his first number one hit as a guest on B.O.B.'s Nothing On You. Hey, why are fans throwing things at Justin Bieber? I'll have the answer after Despacito, spending a 4th week at number 1.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly.
Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee hold atop the Hot 100 for a 4th big week with Despacito featuring Justin Bieber. It's been a good news, bad news week for Justin. Sure, he's still number 1, but on Saturday, a fan at Sweden's Summerburst Festival threw a water bottle at him when he refused to sing Despacito. You see, Justin doesn't know the Spanish lyrics, and he's taken it off his set list. Will it remain on our hit list? There's only one way to find out. You got to join me in 7 days. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.